Hi, I am Sarah from TrendingUs.com. And I am here to let you know how can you relate the concept of relativity in your daily life. So, let's get started. First of all, what is relativity? Einstein gave the theory of relativity in 1905, which basically explains the behavior of objects in time and space, but since we're no Sheldon Cooper, we aren't going to be talking about the original theory of relativity by Einstein but about the one that we all face in our daily lives. The state of being related to something else, like an antecedent. For example, your attendance in college is relative to the attendance of your friends in college. No one likes to attend a class alone, right? We go to college to see our friends, not to see how well we can sit through 1 hour of utter torture. So, here are five such topics where this theory might be relatable to most of you. First, relativity of exams. The performance of an individual in a certain exam is directly related to how well he or she can cram information that he has never paid attention to in class into his brain the night immediately preceding the exam. Now, this is something that each one of us has gone through at a certain point in our academic life, though the situations leading up to this incident may differ for the more sincere academicians of our society, but I guess 90% of us just procrastinated. We'll all do better the next time, won't we? Second, relativity of hard work. For people like me, the lazy ones, this concept is relative to the closeness of the deadline that I have for a certain project. As the time comes closer, I steel my mind to work harder than I would have to if I actually started on the project at the appropriate time rather than trying to finish it in a panic-induced adrenaline rush and caffeine power. But for the more sincere crowd out there, hard work is relative to the success of their goals and dreams. They are the driving force behind it. For workaholics, who never accept they are one, it is related to well-being a workaholic. Third, relativity of secrets. I don't know how much this applies to guys, but for girls, when you tell her a secret and make her promise to not tell it to anyone else, her best friend is not included in that deal. The secrecy of a secret is relative to the content of the secret, the people involved, the impact and consequences if exposed, and most importantly the person who tells you it and the person who is being told the secret. This is why we keep our deepest, darkest and most vulnerable secrets to ourselves, the ones we trust the most. Except if you're a descendant of Hagrid. He just can't keep them at all. Fourth, relativity of happiness/sadness. Both of these are related to expectations. Not only the ones that you have from people but also majorly from what you expect from the universe/fate/destiny/divinity etc. It is quite simple, the more expectations not met, the more sadness that ensues. Animals, however, are an exception to this one. They never fail to meet your expectations and thus always cheer you up no matter which dark place you're at. So ditch people, have an animal farm. Fifth, relativity of New Year resolutions. Since New Year is just around the corner, I thought to talk about this one. The lifespan of a New Year's resolution could give serious competition to that of a housefly, 28 days. An individual's New Year resolution is directly related to the following: the amount of alcohol he consumed in the New Year's party, the passion to be a better self, how worse his previous year went, and the peer pressure of making new ones because everyone else is too. As we grow old, we realize how futile these resolutions are. By December of the same year, you won't even remember what you promised you'd definitely do or achieve that year, and then you just say, "Blah, there's another year to come, soon I'll do it then," and the cycle is unending. But as short-lived as these resolutions are, it is important that you have them, not because everyone else does but because they make you put an effort to change yourself for better. They make you feel the newness of a new year infused with the hope of a fresh start, and we all like to give our best in the beginning of something, don't we? So my list ends here, but there are so many other topics and situations that could be covered under this because everything in this world is related to something else. Nothing just hangs in the universe by itself, unrelated to anything else. Well, that's all for now. Stay tuned to TrendingUs.com for more.